You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Top five centre midfielders in the Premier League. I think when we first came up with this, immediately centre midfielders, Rodri and Rice, we both agreed that they would be in the top five.
We're going to make this really clear. We're not talking about number 10s.
So sixes and eights.
Sixes and eights. Yeah. We're just going to clarify that right now before everyone says Madison's got to be in there.
No De Bruyne, no Odegaard, no Madison.
Fernandes.
No, and Kai would have won. So, yeah, obviously Havertz, isn't it?
Yeah, get the 10s out of it.
Well, quickly before we do go to like the other three that make it into the top five, we put these two at number one and two, but what order do you have them in?
Right, Rice and Rodri. So just to be really clear, we're talking about this season. Yeah, we're talking about this season.
Right now.
Yeah, it's Rice. It's Rice.
This season, Rice.
It's Rice.
But I'm not convinced that if you stuck Rodri into Arsenal's team, he couldn't perform to the same level that Rice is. In fact, he's probably performing to the same level Rice is right now. I think that I'm not accusing anyone around the table of it. I'm accusing myself of it. Always going to have a bit of English bias. Like, definitely going to have a bit of English bias.
Even though you could have chose Ireland, but yeah.
Yeah. Also, the fact that Rodri's been doing it at that level, so we already knew that. Whereas Rice, look, I'm not saying I doubted him at all, but when does a £100 million signing ever live up to the price?
I don't mind holding my hand up and say I doubted him a little bit. I didn't think he was going to be bad. I didn't know if he'd be able to come into Arsenal. Bear in mind, he was playing like suffer ball at West Ham. It was full Brexit ball. He was their team. And when he came into Arsenal, I know you're loving this, Craig. When he came into Arsenal, I was like, it might take him a few weeks to learn the system. Within 2 weeks, he was our best player. And he has been all season. And the thing I'll say about the Rodri comparison, Rice does everything. Yeah. Rice has done six. He's gone left eight recently. He's scoring goals. He's taking set pieces. He's got assists. This guy, like, I've honestly, since the start of the season, I'm like, I don't know whether you're going to develop into an up and down goal scoring box to box midfielder or just be the best six in the world. Because you could actually do either if you wanted to.
That's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing, the development.
I have no idea he had this technical ability.
I'm glad you mentioned best six in the world, because right now, I think everyone outside of England, everyone within England would say that that's Rodri. Like, would you, if you're looking at sort of like naming the best team in the world right now in the sixth position, I don't think anyone other than the Arsenal fans would actually say that that's Declan Rice. Everyone would be going, it's Rodri.
I think the words I use, he could be the best six in the world. I would agree with you that
right now, it could be.
Super, super, super tight between the two. And I think you could make an argument either way. I think maybe you slightly lean towards Rodri. We're talking about the best midfielder in the league.
Rodri.
And I think because of the fact that Declan Rice has scored goals, because he adds things, because he's got creativity, because he takes set pieces. I think as a midfielder, he's a more-rounded footballer.
Let me ask Craig. What he's saying there is that he's more of an all-rounder, and that's why he's better. He can do more. What would your counterpoint be?
That's just not true. Rodri can do more.
Has he scored more goals?
Not more goals, but more important goals as well. Rodri has scored important goals. He scores worldies.
This season?
I can't remember. He scored a few goals this season. I don't know how important they were this season.
He definitely scored one important goal.
It's interesting because they're exactly the same. Goals and assists.
Hold on. Let me just answer this, right? He can do everything Rice does, except one, he's been doing it at a higher level for a longer time. He's actually won big trophies doing it. And there's that amazing stat that Man City, he is undefeated in the Man City team for the last 59 games, which is the longest streak for a player in the Premier League so far. It says it right here. The 27-year-old is unbeaten in his last 59 appearances in all competitions for them. So when he plays, they don't lose. Arsenal have lost with Declan Rice playing multiple times this season in the Premier League. So that alone, to me, floors the Declan Rice argument.
8 mile, this, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. The proof is in the pudding. If Rodri plays, they don't lose. How many times have you lost this season? Four times.
Four times.
And Declan Rice played all those games. So that ends that for me. That's how integral Rodri is to this Man City team. And you can't get the ball off him. When he has the ball, he reminds me, and I know I'm using a Spurs reference because I'm a Spurs player, but he reminds me, he's got that like Moussa Dembele where you cannot get the ball off Rodri. He rarely loses the ball. He's so calm under pressure. He scores goals. He takes people on. He drives the ball. Like, he can do both boxes. But Rodri, come on, man. Let's be clear. Rodri is the best midfielder in the Premier League.
Being a very close second to Rodri is not a bad thing.
Declan Rice played out his skin this season. Yeah. Rodri's not even playing out his skin and they've got the same stats. That alone says it all to me.
Rice has got more assists. Rice has got more assists than Rodri.
Not in the Premier League, he hasn't.
All competitions, he's got more.
Man City undefeated in 59 appearances when Rodri plays in all competitions.
I think we agree it's very close. So let's go to a vote, right? I'm going to start with Joey. Who are you voting for out of the two of them?
Some new information has cropped up on the table now, Joey.
I'm just going to, before I do it, say that I've not got a real weighted argument to back it, but I'm going to say Rice.
English bias.
Rice.
Yeah, it is.
Craig.
Rodri.
100% Rodri.
Rodri, I agree.
If I could take one player right now in my team, I'm taking Rodri. Like, that's
do you know what it is, though? I think by next season, my feeling will have changed. I feel like Rice is only going to get better.
I'm obviously being partisan as an Arsenal fan. Rodri is one of the best midfielders I've seen in the Premier League. And I think in terms of them, it's so tight. And like, week by week, there'll be times when I go, fucking hell, Rodri's had a game and a half this year. Like, and then there'll be weeks where, like, it's so super tight. I'm not going to cry about the fact that Rodri's won this little vote, like, because he's unbelievable.
Did Rodri win them the Champions League last year? Am I mistaken? Did he score the goal in the final?
The thing with Rodri that's done it for me watching his career is when he doesn't play, the drop off in that team is staggering. Like, it's, look.
As a title competitor with City this season, I'm praying for City to lose games as often as I'm praying for Rodri to get a red card. Like, honestly, a Rodri red card means
as good
much,
as.
Yesterday, in that game between City and Liverpool, if you'd have said to me either a Liverpool winner, so the City drop points, or a Rodri red card, I'd have taken a Rodri red card so he misses the Etihad game.
He's that integral, yeah.
He is that integral.
I think, yeah, completely. Right, number three. Who are we saying, lads?
This is easy. This is a really easy one. It's Douglas Luiz. He's been the best by an absolute mile in Villa. Villa, right? They're in the Champions League places.
He's in my
list. Douglas Luiz has been one of their best players.
He's in my list. He ain't third, but he's in my list.
By the way, Douglas Luiz, 9 goals, 7 assists in the league so far.
Penalties.
A lot of penalties.
A lot of penalties, but 7 assists.
That's a lot.
That's more than Rodri and Rice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that when you go below these two, when you go below Rodri and Rice, it's very hard to then put them in an order in terms of like the three I've got, and I've picked from three that could be nine. Yeah, it's very hard to put them in that order. But the argument you've made there for Douglas Luiz, I do think is a good one. The only problem with this is we're predicting it with 10 games to go. I really think Spurs are going to pit Villa to that fourth spot. And then I think you start to look at it a little bit differently.
Just for context for you, mate, more key passes per game than Rodri or Rice, and also more big chances created total in the entire season than either of those players. And more than Bruno Guimaraes.
Yeah.
For me, it's actually really simple. You go, those two, Douglas Luiz third. He's going to go to Arsenal. He'll be a great player there. Congratulations, you won it.
Thanks. Now,
That would be, by the way. What midfield? If you put Douglas Luiz into your midfield.
What
a midfield.
No, I'm excited. I've got a third that I think pips yours. And I did check the eligibility of this guy before we discussed this, and he's not on the tens list. Bernardo Silva.
Good player.
All-round midfielder. Good player. I think he makes City tick. I think in terms of talent, he's one of the most talented players in the league.
Yeah,
I think Pep would pick him as one of the best players he's worked with at City.
Does he do a more important job than Douglas Luiz
in their team?
In their team, does it hurt Man City to take Bernardo Silva out of the side as much as it hurts Aston Villa to take Douglas Luiz out of the side?
It's hard though, because it's like, there are players who are incredibly important for Luton who wouldn't, you know, you can compare with Bernardo Silva. Who,
glad you mentioned that, because Ross Barkley would be right up there for me. Right up there.
Above Bernardo Silva.
I mean, impact for the individual teams, if you look at it, Ross Barkley's been integral.
Yeah, but we're not doing impact for individual teams. We're saying who's the best midfielder.
Okay, I don't think Bernardo Silva keeps Luton in the league this year, and I think Ross Barkley might.
Wait, what? What did you say?
I don't think he's done me there, mate. I think Bernardo Silva would have a fucking statue outside Luton.
But have you gone?
No, I'm saying Ross Barkley would be one of my five.
Oh, I thought you said at number three. No,
third.
Third?
I had Bruno G, but I have been swayed a little bit by the Douglas Luiz numbers that you've read out. So, personally, I would then have Douglas Luiz, Bruno G.
I've gone. At number three, Doug Lewis is in mine, but he's not at number three. I've gone Alex McAllister. And look, the stats ain't been... He scored a couple pens in recent games. Have you got the stats there for Alex McAllister?
The stats aren't good.
The stats aren't good, but...
Let's not use the stats.
But listen, he's been playing a number six, hasn't he? He's taken over Fabinho's old role. Sometimes, you know, he moves up the field as well, but... The job he's done in this Liverpool team this season, I did not expect him to come in and be dominating the midfield in the way he has. I think there's a lot of players in that Liverpool team that are integral that have been good this season. Obviously, the revival of Van Dijk. But when I'm watching McAllister week in, week out, he's so important to this team. He has adopted everything that Klopp needs in a central midfielder in such a short space of time. He's 25 years old. Obviously, we know he's a World Cup winner. But it looks to me like he's really even that game yesterday, we were speaking about all those other players that, you know, the young players that stepped in and did a job. But McAllister was amazing yesterday against Man City.
Yeah, he was.
He really was dominating the midfield and was an engine.
He's the first one from that Brighton team to like push right on, hasn't he? Like you look at the guys from the Brighton team that have gone. Kukurea didn't really massively push.
Caicedo.
Him. Caicedo, I think, is very good, but I'm not going to try and slip him into the
list. Ben White?
Yeah, no, Ben White's a fair one.
McAllister has literally gone into this Liverpool team, slotted right in, looks like a Jurgen Klopp Liverpool player already.
Is he the best midfielder, do you think? Is he Liverpool's best midfielder?
I'd say
Curtis Jones.
He's better than all of them right now. Right now he looks like a senior player. That's what's mad to me. He's taking the penalty responsibilities now. I'm hearing people take Salah off penalties now and keep McAllister on penalties.
I've got to go with Guimarães at some point because the issue I've got in what I'm competing with here is Aston Villa. We're talking about a player, Bernardo, Man City. We're talking about, obviously, a Liverpool player. They're all having good seasons. But what Bruno's doing is keeping the whole thing together in a squad that's been absolutely crumbling around him.
Yeah.
So the stats aren't going to be the same as if he was playing with Joe Linton and Tonali, because he's playing with Sean Longstaff, who isn't even a Premier League player this season. And a 17-year-old kid next to him in Miley. And one thing I will say is, in terms of overall responsibility on a football pitch, you know, doing everything a centre midfielder should do and more, I don't know if any other players in this list have as much to deal with because of the amount of injuries we've had.
Mm.
And if it wasn't for him, we might actually be in a relegation battle. Mm. Like the ceiling of his talent, while I accept that a lot of people have mentioned some great footballers, and Bernardo Silva's particularly got a massive ceiling, but he doesn't have the responsibility of everything on the way Bruno does. Bruno at times has been like a bloody Brazilian Roy Keane for us. This season's been insane, and that even sounds like it shouldn't even be said. The long balls he's played in behind defenders, the way he has, you know, I sent this into the group chat the other day where he does that little flick right over the top in behind, and if Almiron wasn't utter shit, it's a goal. And part of the Bruno Guimarães stats are impacted by the fact that he is passing to absolutely useless fuckers like, you know, Almiron. So in terms of someone just holding everything together, I think he's as good as anyone in the Premier League on his day. And if I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up at a Man City or a Real Madrid, because he's that level.
He's on my list. And I think, to be honest with you, I think he's having a bit of a down season compared to last season. I think you might be right. That's because of the players he's around as well. Mm. He looks fucking stressed this season as well.
He's knackered.
I feel like every two games he tries to punch someone. Like the guy's half MMA, half football this year. Like Jorginho's still got a fucking elbow mark on his head. But no, Bruno's on my list.
I think he must be like, fuck me. If he'd had Tonali and Joe Linton with him all season, or even one of them, we wouldn't be talking about him in a way of like, oh, he hasn't been quite as good. I think think he's been amazing. I just think it's been a shocking season.
I think if this last season, he slots straight in at three for me.
Yeah.
Like, right. Yeah, maybe yeah. Maybe even two.
Rice was at
West Ham. After the season Newcastle had last season, it probably would have been Rodri then him. I think this season, though, I just think Newcastle, all of their troubles and everything that's been going on around them, you're right, he has been holding it together, but I feel like it still impacted his performance as well.
He's definitely had more off games this season, and that's it. That is it.
It is hard, though, because we're sort of titling this as the best, yeah, but we're not saying on the best form right now. So there's certain players like a Bruno G. I know people will laugh at it, but like Caicedo at times when I've seen him, like a lot of players that even a Kobbie Mainoo at Man United that wouldn't potentially be able to get into this five because of the form that their team are on, because of the players they're playing with and the level of inconsistency that their team are showing. But actually, if you're going on the best, as in this man on his day, there's players that, like Caicedo, maybe like Kobbie Mainoo, like other players that wouldn't get into this list that I think are done by here.
But I think that's the difference, though, in my opinion. I think you using Kobbie Mainoo is a great example, because I feel like, unlike the other two players you just mentioned, Caicedo and Bruno Guimarães, they're in struggling teams. But Kobbie Mainoo is by far being the shining light in a struggling team, whereas I don't feel like Caicedo and Bruno are, they're not playing bad, but they're not shining beyond everyone else's performances, in my opinion. Mm. I think those performances are almost weighing them down, and it's bringing their quality down. Because Kobbie Mainoo is playing out of his skin.
Bruno Guimarães is 1,000,000% playing better than Mainoo is right now. But look, I'm not taking anything away from Mainoo, because I know Man United fans love him for a good reason. Mm. But at his age, he's far succeeding expectations. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
And I think he's definitely helped them return to some level of form. But there's games this season where I'm like, we're fucked. We've got no striker. We've got nothing. Bruno Guimarães scored two goals out of nowhere, out of nothing. And if without him, fuck knows. So
has he been your best player this season?
Him or Anthony Gordon?
Yeah. Mm. I'd say
Anthony Gordon.
I'd say Anthony Gordon.
But without Bruno in the middle, is Anthony Gordon even getting the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is he also technically playing out of position as well? Like, wouldn't he rather be one of the eights?
I'd much rather see him as an eight, but because we have Sean Longstaff, who is not defensively responsible, we have to put him as the six.
I thought you were just lame. Every time you say Longstaff, it's followed by some swear word.
I thought you were going to say he's not a footballer.
Look, part of the issue is Bruno Guimarães has got this 17-year-old next to him who's good, but obviously 17. You're literally playing, you might as well be down to 10 men with Longstaff. He's just so fucking useless. So that's why it is harder for Bruno. But look, I take your point. Like, I think the comments you made about Luiz's stats, I'm like, fuck me, it's hard to argue with that.
Well, you say that though, but you know, if you look at key passes per game, Bruno is only 0.1 less. He's doing 1.5.
Bruno time.
And then you look at big chances, he's only one less than Luiz. Like, for me, Luiz is clear third place in this. But I would put Bruno at number four just based on his stats.
I'm going to say because Bruno's in a more struggling team, I'm putting him third. This was putting that.
No one else agrees.
Right. So down four, we've all given four. Is there anyone else who missed?
Who did we settle on third? Because there was, just to refresh, McAllister, there was Bernardo Silva, there was Luiz, there was Bruno Guimarães.
The majority went Luiz.
Douglas Luiz, it has to be Luiz.
Because the two of them went Luiz.
I would probably go Bruno G fourth.
Me too.
I had McAllister at third, and I had Luiz at fourth.
I'm putting McAllister fifth.
This has gone off fourth now because we've had Luiz at third. Okay. Fourth majority. So who's got who at fourth?
Fourth, Bruno G.
Who have you got?
I've got Bruno in fourth as well.
I've got Luiz, Douglas Luiz. So
I had Bruno in fourth, but then I don't want Bernardo Silva falling out of this list because he's a better player than most of these players we're talking about.
Who, Bernardo Silva?
Well, Bernardo Silva could be top five, right?
Do you know what I think it is with him? It's just he plays so many different roles.
Yeah.
He'll play wide, he'll play an advanced number 10 role, he'll play...
I
don't know you can argue that centre mid is his best position. You can argue it, sorry, but you can't definitively say centre mid is that man's best position.
Yeah.
It's difficult to compare Bernardo Silva's role to some of these other players. Like, basically, all of the other players that we're describing are all sixes.
This is a massive compliment to Bernardo Silva.
The most comparable
so
is probably Kobbie Mainoo to Bernardo Silva in terms of how they play in that role.
Yeah. Except thanks, probably no.
I'm happy to leave Bernardo Silva out as long as we can admit that I wasn't wrong.
No one's admitting that, they.
I'm not making any promises.
Everyone at this table loves Bernardo Silva.
So we went Luiz third, Bruno fourth.
And then McAllister fifth.
McAllister over Bernardo Silva. Is that what you're saying?
I think you have to, just purely oppositionally. Okay. Like, it's difficult to compare them.
Some notable mentions in the fifth position before we just handed
mine,
to McAllister.
Mine, I had Kobbie. So this is controversial. Look at this, Brian. So when I wrote it down originally, it was Rodri, Rice, McAllister, Douglas Luiz, and then I had Bruno, right? And then you brought up Kobbie Mainoo, and then I was like, oh, can I take Bruno out for Kobbie Mainoo? And obviously you just made the thing. See, this is what I'm saying. You're not going to like it. No, because look, in life, Bruno is a better player than Kobbie Mainoo. We know that. Like, last season proved it. Bruno is, like you said, is going to potentially go on to another club, unfortunately, maybe, and be a top player. Like, I rate Bruno. But I'm just looking at the 23-24 season. And even if Bruno, like you said, you've watched way more 90 minutes of Newcastle than me, I just feel like maybe it is Kobbie Mainoo's first season, blinding my eyes, giving me rose-tinted lenses. The fact that there's nothing to compare it for from him before, and Bruno, we could compare last season and see the sort of drop-off. I think maybe that's why I've given it to Kobbie Mainoo. But I know Bruno is a better midfielder.
I mean, Mainoo's potential is massive.
It's massive. He's been quality.
Yeah.
His actual output, though, is far worse than what Bruno's doing. And obviously, he's played less games. He's a young player. Like,
it's Ten Hag, bro.
If this was a best player under 22, then obviously you go for Kobbie. But he's not in the top five. Like, we can all admit Kobe's had a good season. But to be in the top five, you have to have an amazing season.
And we say that a good season.
You don't think he's had an amazing season?
I don't think he's had a better season than what Bruno Guimarães does for.
He's only been in for half of the season. Yeah. Well, let's remember that.
Yeah.
Listen, when we were saying, and especially the argument you were making about in struggling sides, he is the shining light. For that exact argument, that's why I have got Barkley in my top five. Because I think Barkley, I've watched Luton a lot of times this season now, I've probably never watched a team that far down the table as often as I've watched Luton this season.
He is so good.
Like, he's so good. Like, we were saying, I mean, the way he glided past Marcus Rashford now, Jake. No, but like, he is actually so good. Like, we were saying about Rodri not getting the ball taken off him. Barkley don't get a ball taken off him. Like, and again, there's always the surprise element that will play in, right? So, say, for example, my argument for Declan Rice over Rodri was the fact that I knew that Rodri could do it at that level. I didn't doubt Declan Rice, but there wasn't the certainty, right? And this is my argument for Ross Barkley is like, I thought he was washed, mate. I thought he was absolutely done. And when I see Luton signing Townsend and Barkley, I thought, mate, they're names, but they're not going to do anything for you. Barkley's been amazing.
Yeah, but there's an argument to say he is washed because of that. Because
he's at Luton.
He went to Chelsea and he couldn't cut it at Chelsea. That was the level where he was supposed to step up, and some players it's easy for them to step into an environment where there's not as much pressure.
Craig, I'm gonna break your heart, where you could be the big dog. Ross Barkley in the summer moves to Man United, he gets in the team over Kobbie.
That's not happening. Based off one performance for Luton.
He's just a big dog in a small pond.
I'm in
a crystal ball right now. I'm looking into it. And I'm going, Ross Barkley is the one that they're going to go for, bearing in mind the Nice connection, bearing in mind they're going to be recruiting a lot of English.
Not Conor Gallagher.
Yeah. Bear in mind, Jerry told me this is happening. And he's going to come in and he's going to displace Kobbie.
I honestly believe it's just that big brother syndrome that he has of he's at Luton. It's easy for him to be the big dog there. He's looking at all the other players like, I've done it. I've been here, worn the t-shirt. You guys haven't. I can perform like this and be that guy here. But when it comes, if he goes Man United, you'll see once again, he will drop off. And it's not, I just don't rate him like that. He's good and he's technically good and he's been amazing this season. I've watched him. But I just feel like it's because he's at Luton. That's just my opinion.
Because I'm not sure. Is Bruno fourth here or not?
Bruno's fourth.
Yeah, for me.
So fifth place. There's been a good, compelling argument for Ross Barkley there. Kobbie Mainoo was mentioned, McAllister.
It has to be
Bernardo Silva. Who are we going with?
One of the Liverpool midfield. They're potentially going to win the league.
That's what I'm saying. They're title challenging.
He's got to be there.
I think it's fair that you go McAllister.
Of course. Mm. Adam at third. If you didn't even put him in, that would have been a shocker for me. What the hell?
McAllister fifth. Are you all right with that?
He's not all right at all.
Why?
Come on then.
You don't want to put the World Cup winner in at fifth. All right, Chris.
Are we doing best midfielders in the World Cup? Are we?
I'm just saying. And he's in a team that's potentially going to win the league.
McAllister. I like the Barkley argument, man. Yeah, I think Barkley could play for Liverpool.
Oh,
I think Barkley's been sick.
We're going to hypothetical over what someone's actually been doing this season with Liverpool.
I'll use Joey's argument from earlier. If Alex McAllister was at Luton, would he have had the impact that Ross Barkley's had?
Well, he's been doing it at Brighton.
I don't think he had the same impact that Barkley's had this season.
What impact has he had? They're 17th. What are we talking about right now?
When McAllister was at Brighton, they were finishing
top eight. Like, what are we talking about?
Luton should have been absolutely bottom of the table. They spend like a 20th of
what they should have been gone five games ago.
Can we give the manager some credit, right? Because they actually are hard to go. It's hard to go.
I give him credit for bringing Barkley in.
You think it's all Barkley? You lot are going on like it's all Ross Barkley here. I don't understand where this is from.
As Man United last time I checked, something like that.
They're just a handful. Yeah. Luton are a handful in general. I watch all of their players and they're a handful. That's just how they're playing right now. I'll co-sign McAllister.
I'll co-sign McAllister.
I can't believe you're a lot.
We're really giving McAllister. We'll put McAllister in fifth, lads.
And then honourable mentions, Kobe. There's a few others, man. He's been injured a lot. Fine.
He's just sick.
Probably 12.
Eze's unreal.
He's been injured a lot.
Fucking ridiculous, mate.
Eze, he hasn't been playing enough.
There's a few that haven't played that much. I think you could say Lucas Paqueta, if he played a little bit more.
James Ward-Prowse is a midfielder, isn't he? He's been playing well for West Ham.
He is the midfielder.
And then obviously, Joey, Enzo and Caicedo, best two in the league, really, you know.
Genuinely, if we'd said this at the start of the season, that them two won't even be in the... We won't even mention them in like a serious way when they're the two most expensive centre midfielders in the league. Fuck me.
Yeah, well, you got
welcome to Chelsea Football Club.